All right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to this month's community call to action. My name is Amanda and I'm the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters and acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. Today's SWB process, tending to the food and farming industry, will be led by SSP board member Katie Brunig. For those who are joining us live, please keep yourself on mute during the entire duration of the ceremony, and Katie will let us know when it's time to turn off our video sharing feature before entering into the tending process. And once the container has been closed and the recording stops, we're going to go ahead and open the space for sharing. So Katie, we now turn the space over to you.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. And thank you to everyone for joining us today. I'm Katie Brunig. I'm a Society for Shamanic Practice board member and a Shamanism Without Borders community leader. I'm also a shamanic practitioner in Portland, Oregon. And so today we're going to work with tending to the food and farming industry. This really just kept coming up as I started thinking about what I wanted to do for the December call to action. As I mentioned in the, just kept seeing headlines for different things within this. So we're gonna work on like a multifaceted topic today. So we can think of it kind of like an umbrella, and we all have our own, you know, personal medicine, our own personal things that we do that can help. And so we're all gonna maybe work a little bit differently. So we're not gonna all work like just in one location or just on one issue. But we have several issues that are kind of all falling under this broader umbrella. So I will hold the container for the broader umbrella for everyone to work where spirit is calling them to work. So, and some ideas, if you're not you know, familiar on this topic or what's been happening with this topic recently, there's a huge protests that are happening in India. With the farm workers there, they're on strike for fair wages, but also in the way that their products, that their rice that they're producing is distributed and who it's distributed to. So that even comes down to the rice and the food that we eat here in the United States. Had a friend in California tell me that, you know, part of the whole section of her city in San Jose was closed down by the Indian community protesting for the Indian farm workers in India. And that was on Friday or Saturday. And then we also have, also in California, the farm workers in California have some of the highest rates of COVID infection right now. So that's affecting our supply chain and food, you know, in the United States, but also, you know, just being infected with the virus is really affecting all of the farm workers in California, but I would assume, you know, everywhere. I've heard about it in the news in California. We also have rising food insecurity in the United States, as well as areas, countries that are poor, that are, you know, depend on different food donations. And finally, and also here in the United States, but also around the world, we have the food industry. You know, many people who work in the food industry and the restaurant industry are out of work. We have in Portland, we have a lot of like our beloved food restaurants that are going under. They're having to close because of different restrictions due to COVID. And so how that affects people, that's also within that broader umbrella of the food industry. So there's just kind of this big topic that I saw arising with food and farming and you know, really just people feeling abundance and people feeling love and people really feeling, being able to feel the resources and the love from Mother Earth. So So we're going to see how we can each tend to that with our own medicine. And we're going to journey and do two journeys. The first one, we're going to do like a diagnostic journey. So it'll be a shorter one. And our question will be, and I'll repeat this later too, but just to give you an introduction, what area of the food and farming industry can I best tend to for the well-being of these communities, the well-being of all? And our second journey then will be the tending, you know, from the information that you got from your first journey, go ahead and tend it. How can you best tend these communities of people? How can you best tend Mother Earth? How can we, you know, really make sure that all of our global brothers and sisters are nourished and well-fed and have that feeling of love and abundance? Okay, so I'm going to turn off my video and guide us into, actually, I think I'm going to leave it on. I'm going to change my mind. So we're going to do a little neutrality practice. So for people who might not have done as many of these practices before, we're going to do a little neutrality practice. We're going to ask for permission to make sure that we have permission from the spirits of the place wherever we're working, as well as our higher selves to be able to do this work. So, and permission can be very simple, like red light, green light. Do I have permission to do this? Green light. Do I not have permission to do this? Red light. And if you don't get permission, you know, that's okay. You can still participate in the journey and you can still be a part of it. You might just not be doing the tending, but listen to it. If you honestly get a no, I don't have permission to do this, you know, honestly listen to that. And we'll do some neutrality as well. So I'm going to use two of my favorite aspects for neutrality and protection is correct neutral now. So I'm going to have everyone take their right hand and put it over the midline of their body. So left my video on here so you can see, so you can kind of go over the midline of your body and feel, you know, right down the center of your body, right in your heart. So we have the midline of the body with lots of information. You know, you can think of like your spinal column that goes down the midline of your body and all of the nerves and the neurons and all of that information that is stored there. There's the whole energy center of your body, this whole energy line that goes down. So just find that with your right hand and kind of put the palm of your right hand up to that midline. And the palm of your hand also contains lots of information. So we're able to really get, this is a really nice way, a really nice, easy way to support yourself and sort of get yourself in the driver's seat if you're ever feeling out of balance. So you can bring your hand to that midline and you just say, correct, neutral now to my physical body. Correct, neutral now to my emotional body. And you can feel it. I can feel it right away. I can take a deep breath. Correct, neutral now to my mental body. And correct, neutral now to my spiritual body. So anything that might have come up from me reading through the topic that we're going to work on today, you know, any sense that you have, anything where you feel triggered, just will bring that into neutrality. So any sense of any triggers from any of this work, any connections that you might have in a past life to hunger and scarcity, I'm just gonna bring that all into neutrality. So any issues that you're triggered from, correct, neutral, now. And again, we're just gonna take a formal moment to ask permission. Ask permission of your higher self. So you can say, you know, higher self, I would like permission to work within this umbrella of tending to the food and farming industry. And I have a big green light, so I'm going to go with that. And also ask to the spirits of the place, whatever place that you end up working with. And the land, you might ask for permission from the land. You might ask for permission from the spirits that are there, from the people who are being affected from this umbrella of issues and of traumas. And we're going to close some fields here. So we're going to, just to really, again, emphasize the neutrality, we're going to close the fields. We're going to close the field of fear. So I like to actually do this with my hands. I like to close the field of fear. Close the field of scarcity. Close the field of trauma. Close the field of anger. And we're going to open some fields as well. So we're going to open the fields of abundance and open the fields of healing and open the field of clarity and balance and love. And I always like to work with the field of miracles. So let's open the field of miracles. And I'm going to use a rattle and call upon the directions and open the container here. So we're just continuing to do the work to set up the journey for us today. And so we're going to call on the spirit of the East. Spirit of the East, you are the dawn and the new day. You are everything that is new, and we ask for a new experience for people in the world who are feeling hungry and for people in the world who are not having everything that they need, who are feeling a lack of abundance. We ask for new dawn, a new experience for them. And Spirit of the South, in the direction of the heart, we call upon you, and we're so grateful to you, and we ask that you really come in and support the hearts of all the people who may be suffering with food and with farming. Anyone who whose heart isn't full and whose belly isn't full, we ask, Spirit of the South, that you fill them up and give them the enlightenment and the truth that there really is abundance and there really is enough for everyone here on this planet. And Spirit of the West, so grateful to you, and help us to let go and to bring in abundance. And we ask for abundance for all of the people of this planet. We ask for abundance of nutrients and abundance of crops and harvest for the whole world. And Spirit of the North, winter time, a time of power, nighttime, we ask for you to help to assist and power everything up, to power this ceremony up, to give us lots of power to be able to, you know, support this community, these communities of people, however we can. And Pachamama, Mother Earth, we really respect you so much, and we love you so much, and we really acknowledge your resources and acknowledge your abundance of everything that you give to us for nutrients and food. And Pachacasa, Father Sky, we call upon you for protection for this journey and protection for all of the Earth's children and protection for the Earth and being filled up with light, that people may see bounty and beauty all around them. And to all the spirits of the lands, of the different places where we might go, we call upon you and we ask for your support, and we hope that you benefit from the ceremony. And to Great Spirit, we call upon you and ask for your support. We're so grateful to you for giving us this beautiful life. All right, and we're just gonna, one more thing, we can always call upon our allies. Shamanism Without Borders has two allies that they specifically work with. So anyone who's ever working in Shamanism Without Borders call or response, you can always call upon Polar Bear and Hawk. They're here for any of the processes that we go through. So we invite Polar Bear and we invite Hawk into our circle today and into our ceremony today. And we'll also place some protection. So why don't we all just place some protection. So I think I will light some tobacco and just blow this into around each of you. So protect you, and that way you also have the ally of tobacco to work with you during this journey. I'm not actually going to light it. I'm going to light it virtually. So all down the front of your body, into the top of your head, and all down the back of the body, the left side, the right side, and into your feet. All right, so I think we're ready to start our first journey here. We're going to do our first diagnostic journey. So this one's gonna be a little bit shorter than the second one we'll do. I'm gonna use a drum for this one. And again, the question for this journey is, what area of the food and farming industry can I best tend to for the well-being of these communities? So call upon your personal medicine. We each have a different personal medicine. You can call upon your personal medicine and call upon the where you feel most drawn to, and you know, most importantly, call upon spirit and see what spirit has to say. So you can get relaxed and put a grounding cord down into the earth from your tailbone or from your feet. Ground really deeply into Pachamama, into Mother Earth. And I'm going to drum for a little bit and we can see what answers we get and where each of us is individually going to go. Okay, so here we go. And when this one's just going to be a short one. So when I drum, and then I'll drum a little bit faster to come back. So again, in case you're new, I'll drum at a certain rate, and then when I drum, I'll stop and drum a little bit faster, and that's your cue to come back. Okay, so here we go.
Thank you.
this was your cue to come back. I'll take a deep breath for a moment. Wiggle your toes. And for the second half of the journey, hopefully you all received some guidance on your diagnostics there as to how and where you can tend. So now we're going to go into the tending. And again, we're going to just remind everyone to ask for permission as we go into the actual tending process here. And for this part of the journey, it's more important to have a guide. So if you have your own personal ally, your own personal guide, you can work with that, obviously. Or if you'd like to work with hawk or polar bear or all of the above. And we have the protection of tobacco that I blew into each of you. So I'm going to work with the rattle, and we're going to do another journey to do the tending, to actually tend to the information that we just received. And and you can have your guide or ally with you and give you time and space to do the tending. And if you aren't able to complete it during this part of the journey, you can always come back at another time and tend it. Or, sometimes we get information like, we need to go and tend outside of what can be done here. And so that's okay too. All right, so this is the sound of the rattle. And so we're gonna, hopefully the sound is clear. And this one will probably be a little bit longer. We're gonna go probably more like 10 minutes for this one. And so I'm gonna play the rattle and you can all journey with your guide and do some tending to the food and farming industry. Okay, here we go. Thank you. All right, so hopefully you had enough time, and I'm gonna do a little bit more rattling to call you all back, and anything that you weren't able to complete, you can complete at another time. So here we go, come on back, come on all the way back into your body, into the place where you're laying, into the room where you're laying, giving gratitude for all of the work that we've just completed. And gratitude to Great Spirit, and gratitude to the spirit of the land, and lots of gratitude to Pachamama, to Mother Earth, for her incredible abundance and beauty. Take a deep breath, everybody. That was good work. And again, you can kind of wiggle your toes and root down into the earth, you know, open your eyes, look around. I'm gonna blow a little agua florida and give a little blessing to each person and each situation or each issue that you each worked on. So just a little bit of a blessing. So I'm gonna take the agua florida, which is filled with songs and prayers, and I'm gonna blow it into the top of your head. And again, into the top of the head. And into your heart area. And into your dantian, which is your lower belly. And then all down the back of your body. All right. So we're all filled with light and got a little blessing and clearing there. So we're going to turn off the recording here in a minute to allow for some privacy and some sharing time, if anyone would like to do that. So I am going to go ahead and say thank you to everyone for coming today. And I'm going to release the allies of Polar Bear and Hawk. Thank you so much, Polar Bear and Hawk, for showing up to support this container and support Shamanism Without Borders. And also the release of the directions. Thank you for coming, and we really appreciate you all. All right, I'll hand it over to you, Amanda.
Thank you, Katie, for leading this month's call to action, tending to the food and farming industry, such a big topic right now. So if this work resonates with you and you're interested in finding ways to become further involved, visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. There you can find free online trainings. We have an SWB guidebook that you could purchase, view upcoming SWB events, and more. Also, feel free to connect to our growing social media community by joining our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. Sign up to be a member by the 15th and receive a free SWB ebook. We're in the middle of a membership drive, so it's a great way to become further involved with Shamanism Without Borders, but the Society for Shamanic Practice community. And for more information, visit shamanicpractice.org. And we also invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, January 12th at 12 p.m. Mountain for our next monthly community call to action. hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice. So we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share your comments either through the Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group and continue engaging in communication, or you can leave a comment through the audio playback page that will be posted either later this evening or tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead and stop the recording, but before we do, for all of those joining us through playback, thank you for joining us live, to all of those who are live and those of you who are listening through playback. And we just want to wish you a very harmonious and joyous holiday season. Many blessings. Aho.